Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. In John chapter 10, Jesus said that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And one of those, for certain, is worry. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. 7 or 8 times, Jesus doesn't just suggest that we shouldn't worry. He commands, do not worry. Now, we all know what it feels like when worry sets in. But what exactly is worry or anxiety? And what do we do about it? Worry is fear that something bad might happen in the future, and our brain treats it as if it were happening right now. When that happens, the brain sounds the alarm. Fight or flight kicks in. Our chest tightens, our breathing shortens, our heart races, digestion slows down. Now, this response is useful if a lion is chasing us. But most of the time, no lion is there. Again, worry or anxiety is rooted in anticipating what might happen rather than what is happening. Maybe you imagine losing your job, or you worry that something bad might happen to a son or daughter. The brain reacts as though the danger was already present, right here, right now. And if this alarm stays on long enough, the brain builds pathways of fear and anxiety. And we form habits of being on edge, living in a state of danger, even when there is none. Over time, this has real negative effects on our body and soul. It weakens the immune system, stresses the heart, disrupts digestion, and it leads to exhaustion. Worst of all, it destroys our trust in God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. Worry is like the fire alarm going off when there's no fire. Or it's like my dog barking at the Amazon driver. She thinks the driver is a threat, and so she sounds the alarm. Now, I know the driver isn't dangerous. What's really dangerous is how often I hit the Amazon Prime button. It would be more helpful if she barked then. But when the driver actually comes, she barks. Now, I thank her for trying to protect me, and then I assure her we're safe. It's okay. That's what worry does. It mislabels future potential problems as if they were immediate dangers. The Amazon driver isn't dangerous, but my dog can't tell. Anxiety is the same way. An alarm system that overreacts to things that are not actually dangerous. Anxiety, worry, it's a false alarm. Now, not every alarm is bad. Fear itself is healthy. Fear is the brain's response to a real and present danger. It's what helps you run from a bear, brake for a car swerving into your lane, or it makes you step back from the edge of a cliff. So fear protects us. And prudence or concern is also good. This is our forward-looking capacity to notice risks and prepare wisely, like studying for a test so you don't fail, locking your doors at night. That's just acting responsibly. But worry or anxiety, by contrast, is when the fear system gets activated without a real present danger. My dog barks as if the Amazon driver were an intruder. Now, a little healthy fear or concern motivates us to act wisely, but the problem comes when the alarm keeps sounding without a just cause. That's anxiety. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Worry or anxiety thrive on two pitfalls: making mountains out of molehills or procrastination. Anxiety grows when we catastrophize. We think and say things like, "This will ruin everything," or we assume what others think, "They'll think I'm a failure." These thoughts are traps, and they make the stakes feel like they are life or death, even when they're not. Our brains are wired to be hyper-alert to threats that could kill us. That wiring sometimes misfires and tells us, if I fail, it will kill me, or if this happens, I just couldn't go on. The key is to lower the stakes to match reality. Most of the time, what we're worried about won't kill us or anyone else. Ask yourself, what's the worst case scenario? And if you can live with that, then you can live with anything else. It lowers the pressure. Then there's the trap of procrastination or avoidance. Often, procrastination is what feeds our anxiety. When we avoid what we fear, the brain learns that avoidance keeps us safe. And the temporary relief we feel rewards avoidance, which makes the alarm louder next time. The problem is that the brain never gets to learn the truth, that most of what we fear is tolerable and harmless, and if we just do what we're avoiding, the fear will go away. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. When we feel anxiety coming on, the critical question to ask is this. Is this a real and present danger I can act on? Or is it only a possible future outcome? Real danger calls for immediate action, not avoidance or procrastination. Imagined or possible future danger calls for prayer, preparation, prudence, and a simple surrender to God. Now, maybe you've prayed and prayed, gone to Mass, confessed your sins, and still you are plagued with worry or anxiety. Why did prayer not work? Because worry or anxiety is a bad habit. Now, as we saw earlier, worry is fear of the future treated as if it were happening now. And practiced long enough, it becomes a habit. So anxiety or worry is fear that we turn into a bad habit. All bad habits can only be overcome with a combination of God's grace plus our hard work and practice to gain the opposite good habit. So, what is the good habit we need to practice? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. So what's our practical resolution? What good actions do we need to practice to overcome worry? Well, every time you experience worry or anxiety, ask yourself, is there something I can do about this right now? If so, then do it. Don't procrastinate it or avoid it. If there's nothing you can do, or if it's beyond your control, then give it to God. Surrender it to Him, and He'll take care of it. And third, all the while, remind yourself, with God watching over me, no matter what happens, I'm safe. Slowly, slowly, this will retrain the brain in the habit of trust, overcoming the bad habit of worry or anxiety. Bottom line is simple. Do what you reasonably can today and entrust the rest to God, because He works all things together for good for those who love Him. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So what strikes you about this meditation, Teresa?
I was kind of caught up thinking about how much of worry is just timing. Sort of thinking about things when there's nothing you can do about them. There might be something that you should do about something, but it's not in that moment. So all you can do in that moment, if you're thinking about it, is worry. There's nothing to be done. You're distracted. You're caught up with something else. Or it's just too late. You should have thought about it earlier, and now you're worried about it because there's nothing that can be done right now. And a lot of it's just being present and staying on top of things is actually just not misusing your time.
Right in that moment, there's nothing you can do. Let's take an example. Your internal alarm awakens you at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And you're worried about something. And there's nothing you can do about it at 3 a.m. Whether it's a past thing or a future thing.
Mm-hmm.
When there's nothing you can do about it, there is something you can do about it. Give it to God.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Surrender means give it to God. Entrust it to divine providence.
Yeah.
God, there's nothing I can do about this right now. I put it in your hands. I trust in you.
Mm-hmm. And then you're also taking your mind out of the cycle where you're so hyper-focused on it that you can't stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
Because prayer naturally helps you focus on something else.
Right. Right. Now let's make a strong point here. Worry is not love. Worry is not good concern.
Mm-hmm.
It's wasted. It's actually distrust of God. It's either... Worry is either irresponsible or distrust in God.
It's a good distinction.
And let's also, I think it's very important that we realize that we have emotions, feelings. And you can do the right thing. You can take action if there is action to be taken. Or you can surrender, you can make the act of surrender. God, I give this to you. But you still have the feeling.
Yeah.
The feeling is not dangerous. And the feeling is not an indication of reality.
Mm-hmm.
And if you stay focused on the right thing to do, eventually the feeling will fade.
Yeah.
Just don't act on the mm-hmm. feeling.
The prayer itself might not immediately make it. It might make the feeling go away. It could be calming and it could help. So it's not wrong to do because it might help the feeling change. But in the worst case scenario, if the feeling doesn't change, prayer is still the right thing to do because it's always a good choice.
Well, again,
making
in the
that
midst
action,
of worry, the first question is there something that I can do right now?
Mm-hmm.
If there is, do it. And if there isn't, then we surrender it to God,
mm-hmm.
which is an act of the will, and we keep doing that. And then turn your attention to and do something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can't be an indefinite thing. You have to put it away at some point.
Right.
Say a prayer, put it away, or move on to something else. Try to refocus.
Right.
That's the hard thing, is trying to get into the habit of actually getting your mind to be pulled away.
But you can.
But it is possible.
But be patient with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It takes time. It takes practice. You have to practice while the bad feeling is there. But it will fade. The alarm, the false alarm will fade. And then it will stop happening. And then we have the habit of prudence of trust. But I still think the key is to realize, number one, it either comes because of procrastination or it's a false alarm. And it's a bad habit. And you overcome bad habits with good habits, but you got to practice. That makes sense?
Absolutely.
What's certainly something that everyone experiences on some level. What's really interesting is no two people, or rarely do two people worry about the same thing. What you'll be worried about that I think will be ridiculous. On the other hand, there'll be things that I worry about that you think are
Yeah,
ridiculous.
which could feel isolating because you feel like I'm so worried about this and no one understands. But if anything, it should make us feel more connected to everyone to know that they have something ridiculous that they're worried about too. And the next guy, he's got something ridiculous that he's worried about. We're all ridiculously worried.
Yeah. About different things, unique to ourselves. So it's a universal problem. We each have it in our own flavor, but it can all be overcome with those three simple steps. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.